America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The committee speaks last night, and, you know, the thing is, guys, we kind of figured that the SEC and the Big Ten are going to be the two conferences that are going to have the most teams. Now, how that's going to look, right, I don't know. Between now and the end of the season. But it's Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, Indiana. It's Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, Alabama. Right now, those are the teams that the committee is looking at. And Alabama is a two-loss team as we speak.
Yep, and I know that a lot of folks are going to say, come on, man, Boise State, their biggest claim to fame is losing by 3 points to Oregon, which is impressive considering, you know, what they are. But do you really want to see a team whose strength of schedule is 51st in the country, you know, that doesn't have a big market going up and knocking out plug in your school here, any of your SEC or Big Ten or even Big 12 for that matter? I know they want to give the little guys a piece of the pie, but I don't think the fans want to see it.
For me, I don't care about the size of where they come from or the conference. If they deserve to be in, fine, put them in. If they get the hell beat out of them, they get the hell beat out of them.
But there's the thing, though. You know, we expand to 12 because we, you know, first thing, it's a TV show. You know, let's not lose sight of that. They're trying to get the best ratings and generate the juice. I just think that, you know, at the end of the day, Army is a different thing. The service academies are different because of the heritage. Now, again, a long shot if Army is going to run the table by the time we see them.
They got to run the table.
Boise State, I don't give a crap about Boise. I could give a flip. I just want to see the best of the best and a chance for a team. Now, here's the thing. A two-loss Alabama has a better chance of making a run on the road than a Boise State because they don't have the depth. That's my argument.
I hear you. To win a game in this tournament is almost like getting to the NCAA tournament and winning a game. And then you win two that weekend, and all of a sudden you're in the Sweet 16, and everybody says, what a great season you've had. If any of these teams, 12, 11, 10, and 9, win a game, and they're on the road and it's unexpected, you have had a great season because you got in the playoff, you won a game on the road, which nobody's going to think that they're going to be able to, and then, Mike, you move to the next round. I think that's how I'm looking at this, sort of like that first weekend of the NCAA tournament. And what happens in the NCAA tournament? At the end of the tournament, it's Duke, Kentucky, UCLA. Right. Like, it's the teams that you expect to be there. I don't expect this to be any different.
Now, you can get mid-majors in college because their guys stick around for school for 3 or 4 years.
But I want to see it.
They beat the one-and-dones. In football, those schools that are on the fringe just don't have the depth to go toe-to-toe. That's why I was never for expanding this playoff because I still think you're going to get chalked.
For 3 weeks, I would agree with you. For one weekend, anything can happen. And we see it every weekend. Right. We're going to see upsets this weekend. And by the way, as we're talking about Alabama, we're going to take a quick break. Coach is going to join us here coming up at Flowery Branch. This is an elimination game for Tennessee or Alabama. Oh, excuse me, for LSU and Alabama. They both have two losses. I do not think a three-loss team is getting into this, regardless of their brand.
LSU's on the outside looking in, as is Ole Miss right now. Again, the more teams are going to lose in front of them. Strength of schedule for the SEC teams would be something to hang their hat on. But, again, they did do what they do. Give us a little bit of conversation by putting Ohio State ahead of Georgia.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.